Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we're going to either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headlines. This is how we do it. I read off headlines over the next 2 minutes, and you'll be up to date on anything that is viral or trending. Like if a guy texts you like this, he probably won't take you seriously.
Oh, boy. What's a red flag?
If you are the first one who always texts, guys will not take you seriously.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're the only one reaching out constantly, it's kind of showing that he doesn't want to make out the effort, too, so he's not taking you very seriously.
I thought guys liked when girls took initiative.
Yeah.
Not always time. Not every time. That's the key. You text long sentences, which he only likes, or replies with one word.
Ooh, yeah, that's
very
pretty bad.
Big sign he's not taking you seriously. He only asks to see you an hour or so in advance. Hey, you want to meet up? Hey, you up, girl?
Last second.
Those are the three main ones where people could tell, like, hey, they're not taking you seriously or not. This is the age where life gets real.
That sounds horrifying. Keep it moving. Like, it's real.
I thought it was really accurate, though. Life does get real.
Well, I was kind of curious.
Yeah,
but,
you'll never know. The most mispronounced names are...
What?
Anne and James.
What?
Really? Yes, because... Alex, whose fiance, Annie, because A-N-N-E, people constantly get Ann, and they go Annie, but it's actually not. It's Ann.
Yeah, and Ann-E, I call her Ann, but she does spell it A-N-N, but when we're in, like, group texts and people are just calling her Ann, they always add the E at the end for some reason.
And they get it wrong, so commonly
Ain.
Miss...
Ain.
Is that one for James? Jamie? Is...
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't say
Jamaz.
Jamaz.
Yeah, they actually put a question mark why people kind of get James wrong.
Yeah.
But James is also mispronounced wrong. Yeah.
All people, the James in their cars right now are like, what?
What? No, they probably
I'm
get
so
it.
Misunderstood.
No, I get it. Every time I go to car Starbucks, they're going, Jamaz.
Jamaz
here. All right, guys, I'm just going to keep it moving for you.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it. Moving.
All right, we're going to keep it moving through all the trending stories. So how keep it moving works is I look at the headlines and then I just read them off and Hannah tells me which ones to either keep it moving on, just read the headline and just keep scrolling, or which ones we need to give you details on. Clock is already running. How stressed out are Americans?
I'd say pretty stressed out.
Yeah, the average person feels their head is spinning from stress 156 times per year. That means at least 3 times a week. We are just overwhelmed by stress.
That's how they wrote it? Head spinning?
Yes, head spinning.
That sounds like a little scary, but mood, I feel that.
Yeah, it's like, really, that feels scary, but that's how I would describe my feeling at least 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
How long does it take to make a friend?
Not too long. Keep moving.
For Hannah, the number was...
It takes me a long time.
Yeah, the number was actually really long about how much hours you have to put into the friendship. Hannah's like, oh, I met somebody on the street. They're my bestie.
Uh-huh. Besties, yay.
Bad news sandwich.
We don't need any more bad news. Keep moving.
Okay, this is the filthiest spot in your bedroom.
Oh, where?
Your mattress. Professional cleaners say the person's mattress is the filthiest thing they almost own. It's a breeding ground for dust mites, bacteria, dead skin cells.
Yeah.
Over time, they can cause allergies, asthma, and other health problems.
So well, they're too expensive to replace, so.
McDonald's has launched a new Happy Meal.
Really? Maybe I'll take this one for you.
With Crocs. McDonald's
what?
Is partnering with Crocs again to release 8 exclusive Croc clips that are available with their Happy Meals.
Oh, Gibbets.
Yep. So they get their Jibbitz sticker sheet for customization. Customers can scan a special code, print it on the box, provides them access to a digital experience. They can mix and match selections and personalize their shoe design. It's a new Happy Meal Croc promotion.
Wait a minute. So it's just a QR code where you get to look at the Jibbitz online?
And then you can get the different Jibbitz. They'll give you to mix and match the ones you want.
Oh, I was going to say, well, that's not very fun.
Yep. What is the most popular social activity we do?
What is it?
Listening to music.
Hey, Brett, make a show too.
Yeah, like, right. They listed all the things you do. Hanging out with your family and friends came in second to listening to music. Even going to the park, eating out, doing anything like that. Listening to music was the number one activity we actually enjoy doing.
Wow.
Sounds fun.
Stay
to me.
Here, folks. Yeah. It's number one place.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.